Books on Tape presents Time's Magpie, A Walk in Prague by Myla Goldberg, read by Bernadette Dunn, with an introduction read by the author. Here is Myla Goldberg.
You should travel to Prague when the days are long, so you will be rewarded by a fair view as the train crosses the placid river Vltava. You have had your first glimpse of Prague, and it was beautiful, so you set about endeavoring to enter into the spirit of the place, to absorb its atmosphere and to study its character. For every ancient city that has stood up against adversity and overcome it has a very definite character of its own, and it is a mysterious and wonderful thing, this character, this cachet of a great city. B. Granville Baker, from A Terrace in Prague, 1923. Forget the long days. When the days are long, bands of Germans and Italians and Japanese and British mob the narrow streets of Old Town, and herds of American college students in velvet jester hats and Prague drinking team T-shirts stampede across the Charles Bridge singing Pearl Jam songs. But in March or April, the worst of winter is over, and the tourist hordes have yet to descend. By early September, the summer crowds have dispersed. On the edge of a season, it is still possible to duck into a narrow, cobbled side street, to find it deserted, and to feel time straddling centuries the way Prague straddles its river. So many of Europe's cities have been bombed and burnt and torn down and rebuilt again that their physical history survives in stray fragments or not at all,